This interview is brought to you by NTT Data. NTT Data delivers on your mission by combining superior talent and over 55 years of government expertise with a comprehensive portfolio of technologies from cloud, security, and consulting to modernization and IT solutions. We're your ideal partner for reimagining your healthcare IT. Visit nttdataservices.com.
Hi from HIMSS. I'm here with Dave Mazick. He's the director of the VA Lighthouse Developer Experience Program at VA. So great to have you.
Yeah, thanks. Great to be here.
What are your top priorities next year?
Yeah, so a lot of things going on, but obviously social determinant of health is a big one. So extending our APIs to support those critical information elements that enable both VA and our partners treating our and caring for our veterans to be more informed. And get those better outcomes that we're really trying to achieve. That's one. Two, you probably saw this morning Dr. Eleanor Hall speak about the Veteran Interoperability Pledge. So that's our Veteran Identity API powering that. So we're super proud of that to help those private providers realize they have a veteran in their midst to enable things like PACT Act and get those veterans health care where they may not know they're eligible for it, or Compact Act coverage, or even just general benefits coverage. And then third, one thing we've been really successful at is enabling teams to build applications with APIs. And over that journey over the past 5 years, we really learned that there was broader effect and help we could offer the enterprise. So we've expanded beyond just making those APIs easily accessible outside VA, but helping teams to build APIs within VA and build applications using those. So we've launched some internal developer-focused products that sort of expand the scope of our program and really try to support the entire OIT enterprise, not just those looking to connect to APIs at VA.
Awesome. So APIs for internal purposes, too.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. So how have you seen the Lighthouse program evolve around modernization priorities at OIT and further enhance that veterans experience?
Yeah, great question. Great question. So one of the things we've really seen is just if you make APIs and make technology easy to discover and integrate with, it really helps the entire ecosystem build out applications for our veterans. So, for example, in the benefits space, we turned what was a paper and fax process to submit benefits claims to VA with veteran service organizations that typically use third-party claims management software from a paper one into a digital one. So, with APIs we built and support there, we're now supporting over 250,000 monthly submissions from those that VSO community. In addition to those that come directly through va.gov and the health and mobile app, that would have otherwise been paper, right? So to have those come in electronically speeds things up, improves the accuracy, reduces the burden on VA, especially in the time of PACT, critical need. And then modernization. So we built a modern API platform to those new developer products I mentioned. There's a VA software factory effort. I'm not sure you've heard of that at all inside VA.
I think it's rather new.
Rather new. So some of these developer-focused products I mentioned, we're supporting two new products in that area in support of that. One is an internal developer portal. So there's 21 APIs on our developer platform that our third-party applications like Tufts and our interoperability pledge partners are using and where we're going to expose those social determinant of health. But obviously there's hundreds if not thousands of mission-critical APIs in VA. So we've expanded that internal developer portal to support that larger catalog from a self-service discovery capability. And that's also now been certified by the VA Software Factory effort as the internal single place of discovery for all custom dev for developers to use. So that helps people discover things, including software utilities like standardization across tools and things useful to teams in VA. And then the second thing we've built, we call it our delivery infrastructure. So this is actually to help teams build, secure, deploy, obtain an authority to operate in production APIs and applications. So really take the common toil that's involved for all teams building and deploying applications. And we also, what we're really proud of is we've the first civilian agency to obtain what we call continuous ATO, or ongoing authorization. So working closely with Amber Pearson's team to really remarry what was a traditional ATO process, a waterfall process, into a modern DevOps software workflow. So we're really proud of that. Really done some innovative things there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so well, really congrats. Really enables teams to modernize their applications and really do it in a much faster, much more secure, and a much more high quality manner.
I know that agility is extremely important all the time, and that's fascinating to hear. So I know you have a session this afternoon discussing social determinants of health. Walk me through where do the social determinants of health, fit in or intersect with the Lighthouse program?
Yeah, so one of the key things that, you know, VA is trying to do with this is not just help recognize that in the VA space where we have VA clinicians and providers caring for our veterans, but there's so much in the community that can support veterans, not just from a health outcome perspective, but even from a community support, from food relief to housing assistance, all those sorts of things. And while these aren't necessarily healthcare delivery, they have a great effect on the health outcomes of our patients. So Lighthouse, right, ever since we started in 2019, one of the core capabilities we really offer in a strong way is enabling access to VA data and services to third parties and applications that connect to those. So you'll see later today that Dr. Doucet is going to present, but it's really about closing the loop with the veteran. So VA will go through all this work to learn that maybe a veteran does have food insecurity or maybe they have housing insecurity, and that's good. But when they go out to the community, if they're working with social workers or third-party healthcare providers and they're not aware of that information, they're not going to treat the veteran or connect them with things that they might not otherwise be able to. And furthermore, VA may actually be able to reimburse them for some of those services. So VA would never even know to do such a thing. So our APIs really fit into helping share that data outside VA and enabling these organizations, whether they be healthcare providers or social organizations, integrate them into their technology stacks and their workflow. So it just becomes a normal part of their workflow. They become aware of the veteran's social concerns that affect them personally in their daily lives and in their health outcomes, enable them to connect them with the right community assistance and providers, and enable them to work with VA either to at least get that information that service was delivered or that healthcare provider provided a certain clinical treatment, and get that data back into VA. So holistically, no matter where the veteran goes on that journey, all those parties and all those people that are caring for them that are acting on the same information, the authoritative source as VA's concluded, and sharing that information across the entire journey.
That's really interesting. It's almost like the bloodline of everything to happen.
Yeah.
APIs making that happen. That's awesome. So where do you see partnerships making the most impact in the API program? I know Dr. Ellen Hall spoke about the pledges that are signed up into it, but how do you encourage, the broader community to kind of
To Dr. Elna Hall's speech this morning, I even learned something that the fact that, so we've been keeping an eye on how many API requests we're getting from Tufts and how many veterans we're identifying. But one thing I didn't know until this morning was that we've actually we've identified 1,000 veterans that presented suicide risk and now are eligible for Compact Vet. So that was like hugely rewarding to see that. So it's events like this. We do have outreach that we do, which is kind of a very odd thing for government, because people are still surprised. I was speaking to a veteran that stopped by our kiosk just yesterday, and he's a patient of VA, and he was sharing some pain points between community care and VHA. And so, for example, like he wasn't even aware that we've enabled him to receive his medical records on his personal phone, whether it be Apple Health or Common Health or any of the other One Record. We have many different applications that provide the capability. And he was astonished. Like, that's great. Like, I get care here, I get care there, I get care of VA. Like, be able to have that on my... Like, so it's just a continuous outreach both to end users and veterans like that gentleman, to our VSO community who use these third-party applications, and then to developers, really. Really, we want to make it easy for developers to discover what the world of the possible is and then really let them innovate in ways that really end up benefiting our veterans in one way or another.
Fantastic. And great story, as well as a great use case for why, you know, being here is fruitful.
Yeah, these things are great. Yeah.
Absolutely. What are you hoping to learn, or what goals do you have during the rest of the conference that you're hoping to inform some of the priorities?
So we have I think I talked about this morning in our API platform, we have a self-service development environment where developers can just sign up. So already we see these when they come individually. So already we've seen some developers sign up. So that's super exciting
to
see.
Okay.
So really just getting more awareness of the APIs that are available to them, the platform, and some of the initiatives we're doing. So from a technology perspective, right, getting those developers keyed in, but also from a community and a provider perspective, right, knowing, like Dr. Allen Hall's talk this morning, in addition to the 13, like grow that ecosystem, just because our veterans aren't going to be limited to the 13, right? They're all over the country in all many different places. Just getting awareness from the provider and the community to tie into not just the technology, but to all the benefits that VA is offering our veterans is now, especially with PACT Act. So just driving that awareness and that outreach.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for chatting with me and getting to look at the API program.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
HealthCast, along with GovCast and CyberCast, is a production of GovCIO Media and Research. To explore our content, visit our website, govciomedia.com. Keep an eye out for new episodes every Tuesday. And if you like what you heard, leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Have a topic you want us to discuss? Contact us at newsletter@govcio.com.